And so verse 19, the Pharisees, look, the world is going after this guy. And then in verse 20, and here's an example, even some Greeks now are interested in this Jewish Messiah, Jesus. Meaning, think of this, so the Pharisees were distressed and they were trying to stop Jesus because of their own self-righteousness. They don't need him. But when all is said and done, they couldn't stop him. Self-righteousness will not stop this Jesus by being embraced by his true disciples and by his true disciples all over the world. Which means finally for us, as we start to come to a close this morning, church, that is finally where this passage leads us. And that is one final place where this does apply to you and me and even to our world. And this is both an encouragement, but also perhaps a challenge. And it's really where our passage comes full circle. Because it's true here in this passage, right? At the beginning, Jesus enters on the scene. He receives praise, but praise from people who don't really get it. Right? Praise people who don't get it. That still happens today with people. People who think they, you know, accept, or they think they like Jesus in certain ways. They don't mind Jesus, but they don't really get what he's about. They don't really get the gospel. But then for some of us, and let's be clear, this is by God's grace alone, because we are no better. But for some of us, we are granted to see the glory of Jesus in the gospel. The glory of the fact that Jesus willingly died in our place. In history, he rose again. And that in that all, he brings us back to God genuinely, which is the best thing we could ever need or imagine. So many of us see that glory, and we do trust and love Jesus. But still, there's opposition to Jesus. Because back then and still today, self-righteousness reigns in the heart of all of us naturally. Religious self-righteousness or non-religious self-righteousness. And so many people don't embrace Jesus because they just think they're fine without him. They don't need him. They don't like him disturbing their lives they already have. That's what the Pharisees basically felt here. And church, the truth is opposition like that existed back then. It of course still exists today. And of course it will continue until Jesus comes back. But finally, even in the midst of that opposition, guess what? We'll still, again, a lot of people do genuinely see the beauty of the gospel and embrace Jesus. And not only a lot of people, but the final point for us to think about this morning is that this is going on all over the world. From, as John will write later in Revelation, from every tribe, nation, people, and language, which is a challenge to us if we're trying to stop Jesus. Like the Pharisees, the gospel cannot be stopped. But also, it is an encouragement to us, church, if for some reason you're somebody who's nervous and thinks that Jesus isn't being honored and glorified in this world. Because if that's you, you should just take heart this Palm Sunday morning that he is being honored and praised by his disciples from all over the world. That was his plan 2,000 years ago, and it is still going on today.